All right, another big primetime road test for us this week. Great opponent in Green Bay. We look forward to the challenge. Their offense is led by future Hall of Famer Aaron Rodgers, a cerebral player who can make all the throws. He's a master of the hard count. We have to be smart there, and is great when escaping the pocket. We have to keep him contained. Their O-line is well-coached and physically tough. They play well together. They have a strong 1-2 punch at the running back position with big backs and Lacy and Starks, and their receivers are back at full strength with Jordy in the mix. Defensively, they're multiple and well-coordinated by Dom Capers. They excel against the run and are having a lot of success this year. It all starts up front for them. Mike Daniels, Clay Matthews, and Nick Perry are all playing at elite levels. They have a young trio of ball hawks playing inside linebacker and do a nice job there. And their secondary is full of young athletes and led by veteran Morgan Burnett. Special teams, they're deep and combative with a lot of linebackers and defensive backs on the unit. Hyde and Davis are a nice duo of punt returners. With that, we'll open it up.
When you look at Rodgers on film, how much has he changed from the last time you remember working with him?
Aaron is he's a little older, a little wiser. Fundamentally, he's always been one of the best in the league. It's always fun to see guys you used to work with, guys you used to coach, and how they develop.
Coach, on a related note, you made some really good memories over in Green Bay. Is there any sense of nostalgia coming back to the Packers?
No, it'll be a great challenge for us on Sunday night, and we look forward to it.
Is there anything you can pull out of your relationship with Aaron that might be helpful this week?
Aaron does a good job each and every season, as well as Mike and the rest of the staff, of looking and self-scout and evaluating your own team and things you can improve and tendencies. And really the game within the game, they do a nice job of looking at each and every year. So a lot of things have changed. You see on, whether it's a TV copy or whether it's game tape, and they do a nice job there changing things up each and every year.
How similar is what they do offensively to what you guys do, your defense at least, to go out there and play?
Well, I think some of the foundations, the fundamentals, a lot of those are the same. But I think some of the core principles schematically, the reads may be the same in the pass game. The fundamentals in the run game may be very similar. But things evolve and change as you move on.
When you study, each week you study the opponent. When you study this week, do you just feel like, I know this more? I know this personnel. I know this team.
A little bit. They're a young roster. They turn over a lot each and every season. They're always one of the youngest teams in the league, and they do a nice job that way. But when you look at when the ball snapped, you have a pretty good idea of when the play develops, of what you're looking at offensively. But they have some subtle differences, some changes, and obviously some personnel's change.
Presumably if Aaron has a weakness, you would be the guy that would know it. I mean, does he have any weakness?
No.
Is it beneficial to get it? As you said, they're a very young team. They turn over a lot. To get them early in the season, especially they've only played 3 games, as opposed to later.
No, I don't know that there's any benefit. I mean, we have them coming off a Monday night game. They're coming off of a bye week, so that'll be a challenge for us. But at the same point in time, we've done a nice job building our team up into a strong team, and we feel we'll still be fresh come Sunday night.
Coach, you're playing a team that's coming off an early bye. Is there any difference in the practice scheme when you play a team that's only had a week rest as compared to two?
A change for us or a change for?
A change for you.
We played on Monday night. We had a long flight, got back late, tried to give them an opportunity to sleep in yesterday, sleep in today. We'll be smart with them tomorrow, and we were light on our feet today.
How's your cornerbacks doing? We'll look at them a little bit, Eli Apple and DRC.
Yeah, we didn't do much today as far as full speed work. We got a little bit of a lift in, and we were smart with them on the grass today. But we'll know more tomorrow.
Ben Coughlin said that he wants to help Odell. How do you feel about him saying that?
No feeling one way or the other.
Has he reached out to you at all since?
My personal conversations stay personal.
Did you have a sit down with Odell at all since the game? Or?
I talk with Odell frequently.
There was a report that the refs are going to be keeping an eye out for players that are trying to provoke Odell. Is that something that comforts you, or is it on his shoulders to not respond?
we need to control what we can control and let everyone worry about themselves, everyone else.
Does he have to change the way he approaches that, the way he sort of, I wouldn't say the way he plays, but the way he sort of acts, even if it's after a play, just because you know that they're watching his every move?
I think he has great passion for the game and a great desire to be one heck of a player. And, you know, one thing I'd hate to see him lose is that drive and that passion.
You used that phrase, you like him salty. I think that was your phrase. Is that, does that go against, or can that work against you in certain situations? Do you like that in your player?
No, I like him. I like him as a salty, competitive player. That's when he plays at his best. We just need to be productive when we're doing it.
How do you walk the line now between, you know, staying within the rules and not losing that drive and that passion? Because it's a fine line he's walking up.
Absolutely, you have to stay within the rules. But I want him to play with a salty, physical, attacking mindset.
Do you feel the teams are trying to bait him intentionally? They're sending out guys, telling him to try and get in his head.
Like it's hockey?
Yeah.
Possibly.
Because that's a lot of people, yeah.
I'm sure that teams aren't real thrilled about the idea of him having the ball in his hands. He can do something with it. So they're going to do whatever they can do to keep him from having the ball in his hands. And if they feel that's a good strategy, then you may see it.
Have you seen that so far?
Have you ever seen guys do something along those lines?
There are a lot of things happen in the white line and in piles, the game within the game, that we'll leave it out there.
I mean, when you put together your scouting report for the next game, if you saw this, you know, a recurring pattern from a receiver on a team you're playing, what would be your strategy to go against him?
We'll leave that for the game plan meetings.
But it certainly would come into play as far as strategy.
Everything factors.
And you've talked to us about, and even going back to when you took this job and you got that coaching job, the idea of taking emotion out of things. And you're not an emotional guy. It's business-like, detailed. Mm-hmm. Are there any emotions involved with going up against somebody like Mike McCarthy and trying to match
wits? How can I ask this team to be disciplined and poised and be committed to it and not have it myself?
So as far as going up against someone who you consider a coaching influence won't make you, I don't want to say
work harder. I have a job to do. Be consistent with the way I do my job.
Hey, do you think the turnovers are the number one thing that has to change? I mean, for this team to start getting back to where it was?
No, I think we need to play better team football overall. We need to feed off of each other in all three phases instead of, you know, always covering for each other. You know, an example the other night was, you know, we get a nice return and to start the game. We move the ball a little bit, then we punt. We get a nice stop on defense, and then the ball's on the ground, and it changes things early in the game. We got to bounce back sooner, but we need to be able to field the punt, get a return, and then punch the ball in right there and take a lead on the road. That's a big part of it. We're not playing good enough team football right now, and it goes to the field position, which is tied to the return game, which is tied to the turnovers and the penalties.
What would you say, how would you characterize an offense like yours that is high in the league in yards but quite low in points?
I think we're ready to break out.
Big points, I would suppose.
In every way, shape, and form, yes, we're ready to break out. We're due.
Where do you stand at safety going into this week? The guys are down, the guys are out here.
We'll find out more each and every day we go through it. So tomorrow we'll find out more, and that's still in the concussion protocol. And we have some other guys who can fill in.
Is there something you see that makes you think you're ready to break out, or is it just that you think that you do?
I have a lot of confidence in the group.
From an offensive perspective, what makes a defense effective on third down?
What makes a defense I would say disrupting the quarterback, disrupting the timing and precision of the routes, and changing up coverages.
Is there any frustration on your part on Dominic Rodgers-Kamardi's his ability to stay healthy and be available?
Not at all. I've not seen any of that. No. You know, he was. It was great to have him available if we needed him last week. He fought through a lot.
If Donnell can't go, you have Ty and Jarrell at the tight end spot. Mm-hmm. What's your level of confidence with the rookie?
We like to play young players, give them an opportunity to produce early in the season and develop as the season goes on. and we get a chance to play in the postseason, have them be a big part of it.
Obviously, they do that in Green Bay. Is that part of the reason why you haven't brought in a veteran safety or a veteran tight end? You want to give those guys the opportunity?
Yeah, we're not afraid to play young players here.
It's not concerning to you that just have numbers-wise just two tight ends, no fullback. It's just those two guys are going into a game if it has to be just two guys at those two spots?
Yeah, we have some guys who can contribute other ways.
Ben, how will your schedule change now, Thursday, Friday, Saturday? Are you back to a normal schedule, at least a normal week?
The schedule will be very similar. The loads will be different.
One more.
Is Rashad any closer to getting back on the field?
A couple days closer, yes.